to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal that through this episode, not only you can see that the Bible is accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable to live through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope you enjoy this episode today as we are diving deep into the Word of God. And I pray that not only you're hearing this episode, but you also open up your heart so you can live by the truth and the Word of God, and your life can be changed the same way mine was. Back into the Word of God after a couple weeks, and as you can see by the title of this episode, it's Wherein is Your Comfort? Where do you find your comfort? Because a lot of us try to find our comfort in things that we enjoy doing, try to find our comfort in things that take our mind off of the pain, but where is your true comfort? And this question might sound like I'm asking you that, but this question I already know the answer to. Now, it might not be your specific comfort, and it might not be the comfort that you utilize, but your comfort comes from the Word of God, no matter if you're using it or not. Your comfort will come from the Word of God. That's where it comes from. But a lot of us don't use that comfort, so then we don't have the comfort. So today, my challenge to you is to find how to use the comfort that God has given you. It's a free gift. And He's willing to give it to you, the comfort. But are you going to use it? We're going to begin in verse 49. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. So the first thing, notice, he says, remember thy word. If God doesn't remember His promises, if God doesn't remember His words of comfort to you, and by remember, I mean act upon. Not only does He remember, but He acts upon it. If God doesn't do that, then there is no hope. But then the contrast to that is that since God always remembers His promises, since God says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Since He remembers that when you confess your sins, He remembers it no more, and it's as far as the east is from the west. Since He remembers those promises, you can take comfort, because He never forgets. Even though we might forget, He never does. Now that word hope, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. That hope means to is more than just a wish. Nowadays we use the word hope as I wish this. Or like, I really want it to be that, but I'm not quite sure. No, hope means to patiently expect. Patiently expect what? Patiently expect God's salvation. And that's not just the initial act of salvation. But listen, it is everyday salvation from your problems, everyday salvation from your hurt, everyday salvation from the things that you struggle with. All of these things, you can patiently expect God to do what He does best, and that save you. And since His promises are true, since He never forgets His promises, you can know, you can have the hope that your story is not over. You are still a working progress. And even though you might fail, remember God's promises, because He remembers them. Remember that you can get back up from where you fall. You can get back up from where you fail. Remember that. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. Notice the way that he claims the Word of God. A lot of us, we use the Word of God, but it's kind of like this far off thing. No, he says it's mine. When God gives something to you, don't say that it's His. When He gives it to you, it is now yours. Now, that's not to say that the Word of God is your words, but it is yours in the fact that God gave it to you. So use it. This is my hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Yes, your afflictions are yours. Yes, the problems you have are yours, but never forget that the Word of God is yours, and the comfort that He gives is yours. You just have to take it. You never hear when somebody gives you a gift that the person that gives that gift is never like, actually, that's mine. I'm just letting you use it. actually, that's actually mine, and you have to use it with my permission. No, if it's a gift to you, it is now yours. And God's word, God's promises, they are yours. Take claim of it. And notice what he says. This is my comfort in my affliction. If you're having your afflictions, God is your comfort. Where is your comfort? It's with God. Your comfort never leaves. You leave your comfort. It's not a question like, I don't have a different comfort than somebody else. We all have the same comforter if we're saved. But we can refuse to have that comfort. Doesn't mean that our comfort has changed. It means that we have changed what we're getting our comfort from. Don't forget, God's words are true, and therein you will find hope. You will find comfort. So God's word first gives you hope. God's words give you comfort in verse 50. And sorry if you can hear the train in the background. I'm doing this at work right now, so you're gonna hear it. There's no way to mute it out, but I'll try my best. Verse 51. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law. The psalmist shows how much he trusts God and trusts his words by staying in them at all times. Now you can trust that God gives you comfort. You can trust that God is your ultimate hope. This goes back to, show me your faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. If you have hope and you trust that God is your ultimate comfort, then do something about it. Show him by getting into his word. How does he show him? Verse 51. Yet I have not declined thy law. Even in great derision, he did not leave his law. We are going to go through hard times. That's a fact. All that live godly will suffer persecution. We are all going to suffer through this. But listen, you don't leave God because God never left you. You don't leave God due to your circumstances. It's through God that your circumstances can be fixed. It's so weird to me how we as humans, as soon as we get into hard times, the first thing we do is stop reading our Bible. When we get busy, the first thing we do is stop reading your Bible. If we get busy, the first thing we do is stop church. That's the first thing we do. Why is that? Because Satan knows if we can get rid of God in our time of affliction, that we have no hope. But remember, stay with God, because when you have these struggles, when you have all of this hurt, God is the only place to go to. Why then do we leave God? Why then, when the hard times come, why do we leave God? This psalmist didn't, though. What do you say? Yet have I not declined from thy law. Do not decline from God's law. Verse 52. I have remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Remember his judgments. A lot of people think that God's judgments are a hindrance. But no, God's judgments of old are what? Hey, you do this, you'll be cursed. You do this, you'll be good. You do this, you have a curse. And you do this, you have a blessing. Those are God's judgments of old. And in that is comfort. It's not a list of rules. It is guidelines. And if you do this, it's been proven, and you can see it in your own life. Just look around. And people that go to fornication, people that go to lying, the liars, the covetous, the people that want things they can't have, all of the people that are just fully indulging in the flesh, you can look at them and you can see that they are not blessed. But look at somebody who is serving God. Look at somebody who is trying their best to serve God. And you'll see how God is getting them places that they never could without him. Remember the judgments of old, because the judgments of old are still here today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the way it is. So when you remember, when you look at God and see his judgments of old, you will be comforted. Isn't that amazing? Verse 53, horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my song, and in the house of my pilgrimage. horror will take hold upon you. I already said this, so I'm just going to skim over this quickly. And sometimes, it's not because of you. This horror that is taken upon him is not because of him. What is it? It's because of the people that forsake God's law. This thing about Job here, he did not have those problems in his life because of his sin. God made that very clear. Why did he have it? Because the people that forsake thy law, the person that forsook God's law, Satan, and it was because of him that Job was going through this. The afflictions, the horror that has taken a hold of your life, it might not be because of you. But even in that, he sings a song. Not only does he sing a song, but God's law is his song. God's mercy is his song. God is his song. What do? You don't sing and lament because you're going through hard times. You sing for joy. You sing because God is your comfort. And that's easy preaching, hard living. I know it. But if you can get a hold of it, if you can take a hold of this truth and not let go, you will be changed. God is here for a comfort. But where are you going to be comforted? In his word. In him are you going to be comforted. Verse 55. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Now I'll say for a second you haven't kept God's law. Let's say that you're in this night right now, and you haven't kept God's law. You know that you've gone away. You know that you are in the middle of a sin that God does not approve of, and you know that that's the reason that all of this affliction has fallen upon you. Listen to this. Come, let us reason together, God says. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Yeah, you failed. We all do. God understands that. But if you know that you've fallen, if you know that you're in a place you shouldn't be, you cannot be there forever. That's a fact. You cannot be in your sin forever, because if you are a child of God, you either repent or God takes more drastic measures to get you home faster. Why? Because you're going to drag his name through the mud. Listen, you need to get back to God. Now, you might not know how to do that. Maybe you want to get back with God, but you don't know how. Turn around. Just like the prodigal. Turn around. And God comes running back to you. Right when the prodigal son knew that he was in a place he shouldn't have been, when he turned back around, what did the father do? He came running. And let me tell you something. If you realize that you're in a place that you shouldn't be, but you are willing to turn around, you're willing to say, God, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to have this riotous living. I don't want to have this job where I'm feeding the pigs. I was made for more than this. Right when you turn around and say, God, I'm forsaking all of that, I'm coming to you, he turns and he runs. Because God never left, but the only time that he will run is running to you. You might have ran away from God, but just as far as you ran away from God, God runs right back to you when you repent. Verse 56. This I had because I kept thy precepts. What? What have you had? This is the key verse right here, by the way. He's had hope. He's had comfort. He has faith that he's been in God's law. He remembers the judgment of old and he comforts himself. He does not forsake the law of God. All of this he has because he keeps the precepts. What is the precept of God? Abide. And it's always been this. Because even in the beginning books of the Bible, actually it's in Micah. He says, what have I called you to do except love, mercy, and walk humbly with your God? That's all God calls you to do. Walk with your God. Talk with your God. He's not just your God. He's not just your father. Jesus takes it a step further. He's your friend. He wants to save you from the problems you've gotten yourself in. Are you willing to do that? Because this you can have. God holds out, and this is what you can have. You can have hope. You can have peace. You can be comforted. You can be saved from the problems you have only if you come running back to God. And if you've never made that initial part, if you've never been to God before, listen, God wants to save you. You have the hope. You can have the hope that I have. I don't care what you've done. I don't care. You can think of the worst thing. I don't care if you've done it. God wants to save you. And the same gift that was given to me, I am now putting in front of you that you can get directly from God. You don't need a priest. You don't need me. You don't need to fix your life. All you need is to have faith and take this gift of salvation that God can save you. That God can do amazing things in your life. The question is, are you going to do it? Because this you can have. Salvation you can have. Peace you can have. Comfort you can have. You can have it. It's all yours. Where is your comfort? It's been in the same place. Everybody's comfort is in the same place. It's in God. But some of us don't go to Him. Some of us choose to go the opposite way. Some of us, when we know that God wants us here, when we know that God's comfort's here, we run to Tarshish. Right? We go the exact opposite direction. Listen, your comfort is in God. That's the answer. Your comfort is in God. And this you can have if you take it. If you say, God, I'm a nothing. God, I failed. God, I know I'm not perfect, but you are. And because I know that you remember the words that you've had unto your servant, God, I give my all to you. And that is when you'll see a change in your life. That's where your comfort is. Don't ever forget it. God is there and He wants to comfort you. Do you want to be comforted by God? And as we end off yet another episode, I want to remind you of John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's you, that's me, you can put your name in there, that He gave His only begotten Son. Don't forget that you are loved by God. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not worth it, because you were worth enough that Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for you. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns you might have on this episode, and I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. So until next time, God bless.